Okay, we're picking up from the bottom of Mehe Amud Beis. We are three lines from the bottom of Ki Asa Ravin. So the Gemara is again discussing a third shita with regards to when to make a bracha on the sukkah or not. So the Gemara now suggests Ki Asa Ravin and Rabbi Yochanan Echad Zav Shiva, that both the mitzvah of sukkah, the mitzvah of lulav, they require bracha throughout the 7 days. Again, we had a machlokas whether or not you make a bracha on sukkah kol shiva, you make a bracha on the lulav kol shiva, or neither one. That was, so now we had three shitas about that. So now the Gemara concludes Amar Rabbi Yosef, Nakot Rabbi Chana Me'adecha. We should follow Rabbi Chana. That was the opinion of Rabbi Chana that said you should. That the kula marai kaim and kavasa b'sukkah. All the marayim who quote Rabbi Yochanan agree with Rabbi Chanan regarding the bracha over sukkah. So we see that over the bracha of sukkah that you should say the bracha for 7 days. So the way we all, that regards to sukkah, you should have the bracha for all 7 days. The Gemara says Meisivei. We have a question from Rabbi Yochanan though. Is that really true? The Braisa turning on now onto Mevav Medalev says Ha'osa lulav la'atzmo Omer Baruch Shechianu v'kiyman l'zman hazeh, that one who makes or prepares a lulav for himself during the chag, so he makes the bracha of Shechianu when you prepare it. So that's the whole, the bracha of Shechianu is the time you're thinking of Shbarachu for a particular time that you're in. It's a time that marks a joyous occasion. So here also, this is the mitzvah, is you're very excited to prepare the mitzvah. So that's when you prepare the mitzvah, you can make the Shechianu. We'll get to it when we get to the mitzvah Sukkah Be'ez Hashem. I'll mention why the minhag has changed from this din of the Gemara, that only when you prepare the lulav. So not lo latis bo, omer bracha Shechianu v'tzivanu. So once you prepare it, have a good day or two before the chag even, you'll say the bracha of Shechianu, and then when you come to make the avos on the first day, over lasiyasan, you'll make the bracha, and we discussed how do you do over lasiyasan on the mitzvah of lulav, the three different options in Shulchan Aruch, you say the bracha of Shechianu tzivanu al latilas lulav. Ve'afal pishi birach alav yom rishon. Now the Braisa says, even though you say the bracha of the lulav the first day, chozer mevarach kol shivu, you say the bracha all 7 days. So that's with regards to lulav. We see over here, Rafeir and the Bryce, they used to say the lulav all 7 days, but the Gemara continues also. Ha'os the sukkah la'atzma omer baruch shechianu v'kiyumanu. So here also, when you prepare the sukkah for yourself, even before the zman of sukkahs, you make the bracha of shechianu. You make the bracha of shechianu, the act of preparing the sukkah. That's a shayla over here. It keeps it, the glashon of the Gemara was Oza Sukkah La'atzmo and Oza Lulav La'atzmo. I have both of them focused on La'atzmo. So Tosfos has already discussed this and say Betzem that the Simcha is when a person's making it for himself. And this is a Hechsher Mitzvah. And this Hechsher Mitzvah, you'd be able to make the Hechsher Mitzvah only when you're preparing it yourself, not by doing it necessarily by someone else doing it. Nichnas Leishiv Ba. Omer, Asher Kedushanu B'tzav Tzivanu Leishiv Basukkah. So the moment you come to sit in the sukkah, then you start saying, Asher Kedushanu B'tzav Tzivanu Leishiv Basukkah. Kevan Shebirach Yom Rishon, Shuv Einu Mevarach. Since you make the bracha on the first day, and the first day of Chag, then you no longer make the bracha again on the following days with regards to the mitzvah of sukkah. This is a whole shaila when the lashon of the Gemara over here is a nichnas leishiva, the person who's entering the sukkah, he'll make the bracha. That's a very big shaila with regards to the sukkah, when you make the bracha bizman hazeh. The Rambam holds that you make the bracha standing up all in the sukkah, and then you sit down making the bracha in the sukkah, and you make the bracha, and then you'll sit down afterwards. That's the lashon of the Rambam. The Rosh disagrees. He says that you need a bracha over lasiyasa, and if that's the case, then already being in the sukkah is part of the mitzvah. So what's the lashon of the Rambam that you make the bracha coming in, and then you sit down? He says that be'etzem that you would have to make the bracha outside the sukkah if you want to over lasiyasa before you walk in. So that can't be the pshat in the Gemara over here. So that's a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam, that the Rambam apparently holds that the yeshiva is the mitzvah, the actual sitting is the mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam is holding that when you walk into the sukkah right away, the ikkar is b'tzukos teishvu, lashon apostolic literally says yeshiva, even though, yes, being in the mitzvah, being in the sukkah is part of the mitzvah, but maybe the ikkar is like to sit and make it a kvias, and only once you sit, you make the kvias, then you make the bracha only after you're sitting. So the maisa, anyway, I mean, I don't know, it would come out chumla, that if you hold like the Rambam, that a person's like waiting for kiddush, let's say, so you shouldn't necessarily sit in the sukkah yet until if you want to be machber for the Rambam, you wouldn't sit in the sukkah yet until you first make the kiddush, and then shechianu, only then would you shechianu and the kiddush, and then shechianu leishiv basukkah, you would only then sit down if you want to be machber for the shitas Rambam. Okay, anyways, kedaya right away at Tzitzit Kochavim immediately to go straight into the meal and make the bracha, and because you're mitzvah the race anyway to be in the sukkah, so you don't have to tarry anyway, so you should go right into the sukkah and make the bracha then. Okay. And the Gemara continues that so we just said that when it comes to sukkah, and now this is the opinion of the Beis, once you make the bracha on the first day of sukkah, you don't make the bracha again on the seventh on any other day. So the Gemara says kasha lulav and lulav and kasha sukkah sukkah. So seemingly this brisa with regards to lulav is a contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said to make the bracha the first day. Kasha sukkah sukkah, and the brisa is also contradicting Rabbi Yochanan with regards to sukkah that says you do make the bracha yom rishon and you don't make a bracha the rest of the days. So this is a steer on both ends of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said you make the bracha lulav only the first day, and on the and with regards to sukkah he said the opposite. You make the bracha all seven. The brisa mamish runs pum vaker, the exact opposite. So the Gemara now says no bishlam lulav lulav lo kasha. So with regards to the lacha, the lulav is not a kasha. No contradiction between Rabbi Yochanan and the brisa, because Kam is mentioned based on Mikdash Kayam. With regards to the brisa, it's talking about a case when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayam. During this time, I am Chayam in Daraisa to make the bracha. You make Chayam in Daraisa in Lulav, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan apparently holds that only when there's a Din Daraisa, we're going to see that in a moment, that'd be the case. You'd only make a bracha on mitzvos Daraisa. You'll make the, how do you say Asher Kiddushanu? Who's Kiddushanu? Kiddushanu is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's is Kiddushanu be mitzvos of Vetzivana rather. Vetzivana is that he is, who's mitzvah us? Who commands us? Only Hashem. The Rabbanan didn't, you don't make a bracha. We're going to see that in a moment whether that's the case, but that's Rabbi Yochanan held. Whereas the lulav, the final 6 days are derabanan bismanazem, and you don't make a bracha on dinim derabanan. So therefore, that's not a kasha. However, the Gemara finishes off though. Ela sukkah asuka kasha, but in a chanami the regards to sukkah though, the bright the regards to sukkah is a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara answers tanaim must be that with regards to sukkah, it's really a machlokas tanaim, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold like the other tana. Dasanya, we learn in a brisa tefillin kozman shminicha mivarach aleim. Every time you put on tefillin, even during the course of the day, then even though it's mitzvah to wear it all day, that's the whole shayla, bizman hazeh, where we don't have a guf naki, and we don't have machshavos tahoros all day, but the main reason is guf naki, that we don't have a clear body that is able to hold ourselves from going to the bathroom, passing gas, etc. throughout the day, we don't wear tefillin all day, but really bad to make her a din derei, so a person is supposed to wear tefillin all day. That's the whole shayla that we don't wear for mincha, that's the Rav Neventil's whole cheshbon. I'm not going to end up just simplifying, obviously, a bigger machlokas, but Rav Neventil's the opinion that whenever you have a chiyav of guf naki, you're chayav to wear tefillin. So you have a chiyav to wear, for you have a chiyav of guf naki for mincha, so that you have a chiyav to wear tefillin for mincha. That's Rav Neventil's opinion. Again, it's based on the achronim, and there's clearly the achronim on the other side, and milling olam, obviously, is not to follow that. But many, the Pesach Rav, they say, do that also, and Ba'etzem, that's a shayla. So the Gemara holds again fundamentally, but still, so if you have a chiv to wear it all day, let's say I put it on, we're talking about the times they used to wear it all day, so then I wear it for shacharis, then I go eat breakfast, whatever, then I'm going to put it back on an hour later. So then, so Rabbi is of the opinion that kol zman shminicha mivarach aleim, I'm going to put them on again, I make a new bracha. Divrei Rabbi, even though it's one mitzvah, it's to wear it throughout the day, but since there was a break, I make a bracha. The chachamim ain't mivarach ela shacharis bilvad. The chachamim say, no, you only make a bracha once a day. The chachamim hold, no matter how many times you take off the tefillin and put it back on, you would only make a bracha once a day. Similar with regards to sukkah, since it's one long mitzvah. All days are one continuous mitzvah from the mitzvah of Basiklos Steshu Shuvas Yamin. No matter how many times you're entering and leaving the sukkah, you'll only make a bracha once. So we see that's really a machlokas tanaim, and Rabbi Yochanan is holding like that opinion of Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Abaya Marachos Agrabi. So I also said the lacha follows Rebbe, that you should make a bracha every single time. The same thing with regards to the tefillin would come out also, that you'd make a bracha every time. Rava says that you'd only make the bracha once a day. Amar Rav Mari Bra Devas Shmuel, Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, son of the daughter of Shmuel, that why did they call her Bas Shmuel? The whole story in Ksubas, what happened, they got captured. And then that's a shayla over there, because over there implies that she wasn't raped by a goy, but Lechora, they called her Bas Shmuel to be Mesachaser after, because the goy may have raped Shmuel's daughter, not to get into it, but that's what she was always called, Bas Shmuel. They called Rav Mari the Bra de Bas Shmuel, and not just the name of his father. Now the Gemara continues, Chazina le Rava de Loavich Kishmaita. I saw Rava didn't do this. Elam Makdim Vikayal Vesakise. In the morning, he would go to the bathroom. So then, v'nafik u'mashi yad emanach tefillin mevarach. He would then come out of the bathroom, he'd put on his tefillin and make the bracha, v'chayitzrich zimna achrina, if he would have to go to the bathroom. And then, ayol aves ha-kisei, he'd go to the bathroom, v'nafik u'mashi yad emanach tefillin mevarach. He would go make the bracha again. We see that he would follow Rebbe, so he apparently retracted his original ruling. That's what we see. He went back and followed the shita of Rebbe that went to the bathroom. He did that. So Gemara's Vana Namik Rebbe Avdina, we follow Rebbe Varchin Kol Shiv, we make a bracha all 7 days of the Chag. So two important notes about that. And the Sefer over here, Dava Pasha, quoting the Sefer of Moshe, he says that when he saw Rav Moshe go to the bathroom, he did not make a bracha again. So that's a shayla. He thought maybe the reason is that it wasn't Hesach Hadas. I mean, the whole reason they said the bathroom is very far away. So there's no Hesach Hadas. When you go to the bathroom, it's like literally like right outside the door of the shul usually. So then maybe there's not Hesach Hadas, but there's a whole issue of the fact that bathrooms might be a place that fundamentally is not roy for tefillin, in which case you would make a bracha. So maybe there's a chilip between Gedolim and Ktanim going number one and going to number two. But anyway, that's a fascinating thing. He wrote to Moshe that he saw him go to the bathroom once when he had his tefillin on and then take them off and put them back on, and he did not make a bracha. So that's the edus that he says b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein in the sefer over here. But either way, there's another shaila also with regards to the sukkah. We see that you make a bracha kol shiva. That's how we paskin. So what is considered a time where you do make the bracha kol shiva? That's a shaila. Let's say you're in the sukkah all day. You go daven marv. So marv is not such a long thing, and you know you're going to come right back to the sukkah. So that a hesach hadas, I consider something make a new bracha for. So post could discuss a lot of this over here. That many hold that over here quotes the Daf Basha thinks that yes, you would have the reshus to make a bracha on that as well. So shaila exactly when things are going to be called the hesach hadas or not. For sure, you go on a long trip or you go into a long break, then for sure you make a new bracha. But a lot of times a person's in the sukkah a very long period of the day. He doesn't have to make a new bracha every time. If he goes away for 5 minutes, he takes to go to safer for something and he knows he's coming right back, then again, you would not make a new bracha when you go back into the sukkah. Really depends on what your das is and other factors also. So now the Gemara continues. So we follow Rabbi. Amar Marzutra Chazina Leder of Papi. I saw a Papi. The Cholim is the man of Tefillin Mevarach. Every time that you put on Tefillin, you make a bracha. Many times during the day, this is again proving that we follow Rabbi. Rabbanan Devei Ravashi. They said Kol Emas Dimisham She Behu Tefillin Mevarach. Whenever they would touch the Tefillin, they would make a bracha. So this is a shayla over here. The Tosfos understand that this is based on the Gemara in Yoma, which says that just like with the tzitz, can't have a hesach hadas. So too, the tefillin, you can't have a hesach hadas. So since they wouldn't be able to have a hesach hadas, every time they touched it, they would make a bracha. And what bracha would they make? Tosfos is masupak about that. What bracha were they making on this hesach hadas, on the lack of hesach hadas? So Tosfos maybe one is an echanam yizla aniyach tefillin. That was one option Tosfos have. Tosfos give another option that they weren't making the bracha of aniyach tefillin. They were making the bracha of lishmor chukah. But the Yerushalmi says, like when you take it off to take care of that you were shmar chukah, that you're guarding the tefillin properly. But either way, that's the kind of tosos. Others want to assume that bichlal that according to Rabbanan over here that it wasn't. This was just bringing a riot. But he says, quotes this, that this is not, because then there's a whole shayla. Why don't we hold like Rabbanan Devi Ravashi according to these Rishonim? Rashi also seems to don't like this. So other Rishonim explain that no, this is not. They're just bringing another similar thing that whenever they would take off the tefillin, put it back on, it would just meant that the that they would touch the tefillin, they touch it in a place like just like you put the yad in the proper place, you make the bracha. That's what they would do. They put it in the proper place. It's just a raya for the previous part of the Gemara that if that every time they would have a hesach hadas, they would make a new bracha. Okay, that's the machlokas over here. Whether or not it's a new statement or it's a new concept or it's something according to us, clearly it is. According to others, it's just a proof of the previous thing. Either way, we don't make a bracha when touching tefillin. That's for sure. Lachal Maisa, we do not make a bracha when touching tefillin. But we do recommend throughout the davening, like Posechas Yadech, we have inserted minhagim different times to touch our tefillin yotzer over choshev, because we're supposed to remind ourselves that you're wearing them. Not have a hesach hadas, that's for sure a very important halacha. That throughout the shacharis, you should remind yourself that you're wearing the mitzvah tefillin and mitzvah deraisa tefillin, that you're having it on your arm and head. You should definitely remind yourself throughout the evening that that's the case. I'm Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel. Mitzvah lulav kul shiva. So now, Rav Huna Mitzvah Shiva, that the mitzvah lulav is all 7 days. Therefore, on each day, another bracha should be said. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Amar Yom Rishon Mitzvah lulav. Only the first day is a mitzvah deraisa. Mikan ve'elech is mitzvah zekeinim. It's only mitzvah derabanan. It's a rabbanan that Rabbi Yochanan Zaka instituted, and therefore you shouldn't make a bracha on it. That's what Rashi points out, that he holds that you don't make a bracha on dinim derabanan bichlal. How could you say Vitzivano, as we just pointed out? Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kol Yama Mitzvah Zekeinu Afilu Yom Rishon. Rabbi Yitzchak said, even on the first day, it's a mitzvah derabanan. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'kaim elan Yom Rishon deraisa. It says, Lakatan lachem beYom Rishon. You take it. Nobody's going to disagree with the pasuk. You can't tell me that that's derabanan. So the Gemara says, how would Rabbi Yitzchak say anything else? Ema bar miYom Rishon. No, he meant obviously that's excluding the first day. The first day, meaning from day one and onwards, meaning day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those days is only mitzvah derabanan. You don't make a bracha. So then, if that's the case, we just amended it to be the exact same thing as Rabbi Shimon Levi. So why are you repeating the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak? So the Gemara says, Ema v'chinam v'tzuchinachanami, just bringing another Rabbi Shimon Levi, and also Rabbi Yitzchak, just supporting Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Achanami bringing another Tana that agrees to that. And now the Gemara continues. Rav sever kol shiv mitzvah zluver. Rav also holds Amora, rather. I think Rabbi Shimon was Amora. But either way, the Gemara says, now back to Rav. Rav also held the mitzvah all 7 days. You should make the bracha on a separate mitzvah, kol shiv mitzvah lulav. You should make a bracha all 7 days, even though they're doing a banan. The Amar be chia barashim Amar Rav. They say them Rav. We can bring another proof from Rav. Hamadlik ner shel Chanukah tarach levarach. When it comes to Neros Chanukah, Rav said, you make a bracha, even though we know the mitzvah of Chanukah is only derabanan. Yet he says, Asher kisham mitzvah is not an issue. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Haroash in Neros Chanukah tarach levarach. Rabbi Yirmiya also said, someone sees it, not just someone who is making the bracha. He's talking about someone walking on the streets, and you see the Neros Chanukah being lit. So then, you make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. The bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, make the bracha. So why don't we do that as one as that? So the Rashi, the Mordechai quotes Rashi that says that this is only going to be the bracha that you make if you don't plan on lighting. If you plan on lighting yourself, you'll make the bracha by yourself, so you don't make it. If a person doesn't have a menorah for whatever reason, and he goes by and he sees other people's Hanukkah candles. That's halacha in the Gemara. You'll say Shechianu. My Mavarach, then the Gemara is going to discuss it. Which bracha do you make? Someone who's lighting for someone who sees it. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ravuda says, Yom Yerushon Hamadlik Mavarach Shalosh. And Haro Mavarach Shalom, the first day, if I'm lighting myself, then I make three brachas. The Gemara is going to discuss the Nusaf. I say Shasanisim and Shechianu. And Haro, as someone who just sees it, you only make the two of Shasanisim and Shechianu because you're excited the Zman, Higia Zman, you're very excited the Zman of Hanukkah. And you're excited, and you shasanisim. You make the bracha on seeing the Neres Chanukah. Those are just asked over here. Why is there only the Neres Chanukah? We have this mitzvah of shasanisim that you make a bracha on Re'iyah. How come I don't make a bracha on seeing a lulav? How come I don't see a bracha on seeing a mezuzah or any other mitzvah? And those first want to suggest maybe it's a mitzvah because not everyone has a house. Those says it doesn't work because mezuzah not everyone has a house. You should make a bracha. The Chazal Shalom Institute making a bracha for seeing a mezuzah as well. So it can't be that that's where it's coming from. But those says you're right. It must be the chavivas mitzvah, the chavivas anes, and a persimonis. Seemingly, they don't use lashon of persimonis. Rather, use lashon of chavivas anes. That the anes should be very chaviv for us. We should love the mitzvah. Chavivas anes. We care so much about the mitzvah. That's why we say shas anes. A bracha of this miyuchad for a mitzvah of seeing it. So I think it's the only time we make a bracha when you see a mitzvah. I mean, they also seem to say that. So the Gemara says, "Mekan ve'elecha nenan ma'aliv varach shtaim." You'll see the bracha of Asher Kedushanu and Sha'asa Nisim every night of Chanukah. Ve'ro mevarach chafas, and the person who sees it only see the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. Umay mevarach. Now the Gemara says, "What's the nusach of bracha? Baruch Asher Kedushanu v'tzav sivanu lahadlik ner." It's interesting that bracha is a Sher Chanukah. Chanukah is a different nuschas b'zman hazeh. That many Ashkenazim say Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, if I'm not mistaken. But Al Pi Arizal, the Chassidim say Hadlik Ner Chanukah. They don't say Shel. So I guess the different gears of the parentheses is different minhagim. So Veheichan Sivanu. So now the Gemara says, wait, this is the first day. It makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yitzchak, that you have no right to make a bracha. Veheichan Sivanu. Hashem, the Rabbanan are commanding us to do it. So Gemara quotes two psukim here, Lo Sasser, that you shouldn't deviate from what the Rabbanan tell you. We have to listen to what the Rabbanan tell us. So therefore, that's the din. It's really midoraisa. So that's all shal. Is there any such thing as a mitzvah derabanan? Right? Every mitzvah derabanan is really linked after lo sasra. That's all shal. How is there differences? How do we see safek derabanan lakula? How do we see things like that? That's a big shayla. But batim, the Gemara is quoting that really every mitzvah derabanan is linked to a mitzvah deraisa. That you ask your father, he should tell it to you. Here's the kenyan, and they'll tell you. That's a mitzvah over here. There's a parenthesis over here. We'll skip the parentheses. We'll just read it quickly. It's not anything. It's the marshal. I think the marshal is the one who takes it out. But we'll just read my might. But first of all, I'll just take a step back. That they point down the Ramosh over here. The same Ramosh is referred that v'etzem l'chora shalva v'etigecha. He just points out it's like l'chora is a more pasha pasuk because it's a mitzvah. It's telling you in a positive form to do this mitzvah. The other way around is a little bit more difficult to assume that it's lo sasser. That's a lav. So v'ayz v'tzivan is they're telling us actively to do a mitzvah. They're masakin a mitzvah of neres Chanukah. So a mitzvah megillah. Talking a mitzvah to do the mitzvah of lulav 7 days. It's very interesting how it could be connected to a lav. That's a very big shiloh that Achronim deal with. But look, the pasha is the shalva. By the way, if you ask most people on the streets, they'll tell you that it comes from Lo Sasser. It's interesting, but there's really two. The Gemara quotes to Pesukim, why we would one off the other. But anyway, there's two different rayas for why we keep mitzvahs derabanan b'zman hazeh, and that's why we're able to say b'tzivan. Now the Gemara just in my mind. So which one does the person who's lighting on the nights leave out? Zman, he doesn't mention Shechianu. Only the first day you say Shechianu. Imam Mimayit Nes, and rather you should say he deletes the second bracha of the merik of the Nes. So the Gemara says Neis Kol Yom Ha'Aisin. No, because when it comes to the Neis, the miracle happened on each of the days of Chanukah. So therefore, you should say on each of the days. We're talking about day 2 and onward. That's why you say the bracha of Neis. And as opposed to the mitzvah Zman, the mitzvah Zman is not mentioned. The mitzvah Zman is only mentioned the first day, and there's nothing, no ischaches there. Another Gemara continues. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masnele Bahu Behedir. Rav Nachman Yitzchak taught this in Rav's opinion, meaning because we had this Masorah from Rav about Neres Chanukah, and we applied it to Lulav. So apparently, Rav Nachman had a Masorah from Rav explicitly that regards to Lulav. Amar Rav Kol Shem Mitzvah Lulav. Apparently, that was a Masorah. The Rav said explicitly with regards to Sukkot, a person makes the bracha on the mitzvah of Lulav all 7 days. That was his Masorah. So Alach Lamaisa, we make a separate bracha on Lulav all 7 days of Sukkot, even though it's Derabanan. And same thing with the Neres Chanukah. Obviously, that's how we pass it. We hold that you make a bracha mitzvah Derabanan. Now the Gemara continues. Tanar Rabanan. Ha'os Sukkot Atum Varach Shechianu. Once you make your Sukkah for yourself, you make the bracha of Shechianu. Right, you'll sit in the sukkah. If it's already made, so then you don't make the shechianu. Then if you could add something to the sukkah, then you would say the shechianu differently. Then if you're not able to do something new about building the sukkah, then only when you enter the sukkah then you make the bracha. So we're now quotes a different Amar Vashi Chazina Leila Rav Kahana. He used to say the Shechianu over a Kiddush cup, over a cup of wine. It's more chashuv to make a bracha of a cup of wine, so we hold off the Shechianu, and we make the Shechianu over a cup of wine. wine, and that's our practice of Manazet, that we say that Shechenu, we say the Shechianu over the cup of wine, and that's why we follow it. And the Rishonim point out, the Mordechai, so they point out that this minhag developed, so it's not like a new minhag, but they developed because not everyone has their own sukkah. People used to eat in communal sukkahs, so they wouldn't have the opportunity to Shechianu. So it makes more sense that we should just make a low plug, that everybody should just make the bracha to make things simpler. Everyone can know that they can make the Shechianu on the sukkah. It's on the night of sukkah itself, even if it's not your own sukkah, if you're doing it on the night of sukkah when you're making kiddush. That's why we don't make the bracha on preparing the sukkah, and as about the building of the sukkah, rather the din of making it over kiddush. And if a person did make the bracha on building the sukkah, he's fully yotze. After the sukkah is fully built, and you make a shachanu yotze. But we say that's better to make it over kosul yain, to make it over a cup of wine, because the chashivas of the bracha more chashivas, and therefore you should make the bracha that. And that's the same thing with regards to lulav. We don't make the bracha when we're preparing it. The Mordechai points out the same thing. Not everybody had their own lulav. So the minhag developed that we make the bracha not on preparing it, but while doing the mitzvah. There you don't have the kosher bracha thing. So really just, that was more mitzvah minhag. But in Achanami, when you're preparing it, if you prepare the lulav, you put them all together, prepare the lulav and you get everything together, and you put them all together and bind them together before Yantiv, you can't make the bracha shechenu. And you would be yotzei. If you actually did make the bracha, you would not make a new shechenu. That's Rosh Hashanah Sultana, Agav, just on the nearest Yantiv. The woman will make the shechianu when they light the candles. That's the minhag they developed. That's the whole shaila afterwards, because they're going to be yotze the kiddush with their husbands. So it's a whole shaila. Do they answer amen to the shechianu? It might be a hefsek for them, because they're going to be yotze kiddush with their husband, and they're yotze the shechianu already. They're making a shechianu on this man, on the day. Their chiyuv shechianu is that when they're making it, when they're lighting the candles. So how is it that they're answering amen? That's the whole shaila in the achronim, whether they should answer amen to that bracha. Is it a hefsek or not? But that's not getting to that. But Rosh Hashanah just pointed out another thing, is that they're losing out. When they say shechianu, we hold right now, based on this Gemara, that it's better to make a shechianu over the cup of wine. If they make a shechianu on this man, I can make a bracha anytime on this man. If I forgot to make shechianu by nighttime, I can make the bracha the next morning. It actually happened to me once. I don't know why. It was like in my sitter, the shechianu was cut off once I was younger, a lot of years ago. I forgot the shechianu in Kiddush, I think the night of, I don't remember. I don't think it was the night of Sukkot. It was maybe the night of Shavuos, whatever it was. So the next morning, I made the bracha shechianu. So that can make the bracha all day. That's halacha shechianu. You can make it all day. So they're making it earlier, but they're losing out. They're losing out on the saying it over Kiddush. So I don't know if he told his wife not to, but the minigolem for sure is to do that, but I don't know if she would listen to him anyway. But that's what Shachar just points out. That's a little, the minigolem is a little bit difficult. Now that's good. Continuing the Mar. There's a ton of Rabbana. I know that we'll probably not get through the as far down as we need to on the Mimvav Amid, but tomorrow's daf is a little bit shorter, so Bez Hashem will make up for it on tomorrow's daf. The Mar says, Tanar Rabbana, we know Rabbi, so how you live fun of mitzvahs harbe. So if you have a lot of mitzvahs, Omer, Baruch Hashem, Kedushan, Mitzvahnu, Al Mitzvahs. You don't have to make individual bracha. You can just make on the mitzvahs, there are a lot of mitzvahs in front of you. Rashi says, what's the example of mitzvahs harbe? Let's say you have a lulav in front of you, you have tefillin, and you have a talis. So you have three different mitzvahs. You don't have to make a bracha on every individual mitzvah. You can make a bracha one. There's a Achronim point out. Wait a second. Rashi seems to hold a big machlokas that you don't wear that you wear tefillin or chol hamoed. Rashi says, what do you have in front of you? I have my lulav, I have my tefillin, and I have my talis. Why do you have a tefillin if it's you're not allowed to wear a tefillin? Someone I'll have dafka just in general, but that's a shaila. Rashi definitely passes. Rashi seems to imply that he would wear tefillin on chol hamoed. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Barak al kol achas v'achas from the atzer. Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha for every mitzvah individually. Rabbi Zera v'itim Rabbi Chanin bar Papa. He'll chazak Rabbi Yehuda. We follow Rabbi Yehuda that we follow every individual bracha. You don't make one general mitzvah of ala mitzvahs. You don't make a bracha on mitzvah, we imply that you should make every bracha. That's all shayla, though. If you have the same mitzvah twice, like let's say you have two babies to do a milah for, that's a shayla. If they're mamish one after the other, there might be not a din to make two different brachas on two different babies. That's a shayla. Now the Gemara continues. My time interview. What's the reason of Yehuda? The Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The Pastor says, Bless Hashem, praise Hashem, bless Hashem every single day. We don't praise Hashem by nighttime. Chas v'shalom. We bracha mevarchem by nighttime also. So what does it mean, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? Every single day we give him a new sort of bracha that we're more specific and appropriate bracha. Same thing with mitzvahs, and same thing that's also by tefillah. That's a very big thing. That's why we say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tovim. We say Yalav Yavo, and we have different nusach for Yiritzei Vetzlachin on Shabbos. That's all because of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that every day you should give him a particular bracha. That's the whole chiddush of Reb Chaim, that really yotze your Shmona Esrei when you say, well, it's machlokas Rishonim really, but Reb Chaim seems to pass along one of those Rishonim, that if you forget Yalav Yavar Rosh Chodesh, you're yotze your Shmona Esrei, you're just not yotze the Askaris Me'inam Orav Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you're not yotze this concept. So therefore, your Shmona Esrei is a good Shmona Esrei. You have a chiyuv, the Chazal told you to repeat your Shmona Esrei, but not that you weren't yotze, as opposed to Vesein Talam Rata Baruch, let's say something like that. That might be a different chiyuv, that maybe just in total, you're not yotze that bracha at all, and the whole Shmona Esrei may be a bracha of Atala even B'diavet. So that's a shayla on that one. Continuing, not to all the nafinas, but that's something that's very important. Now the question is, hacha nami. Also with regards to various mitzvahs, b'chol davar v'davar tein lo me'in brachosav. For each and every mitzvah, give him the bracha that's appropriate to that particular mitzvah. The Gemara says, v'amar Rabbi Zira v'itema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Bo Uresh, let me just clarify. Baruch Hu, I'm saying another statement now in the same source. It's just now got it to now. That just see that the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not the same as Midas Basar Adam. Midas Basar Adam, when it comes to a person, when it comes to a person generally, Kli Rikon, if you have an empty Kli, then if an empty vessel, Machzik, then it's going to be able to hold us poured into it. Mala, in a Machzik, whereas something is full, not. Avon Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Ruchnias, it's the opposite. Mala, Machzik, if something is full, a person's full of the Torah, and knowledge, he can hold even greater measure of spirituality. Rikon, in a Machzik, if something is empty, he doesn't have any Torah, then he can't hold anything at all. Shnemar vayam shemoa tishma. Pasuk says, if you will listen, you listen to the voice of Hashem, im shemoa tishma. If you will listen, you will listen. Teaches us, if you listen first to the Torah, then you're going to be able to listen more. Vim lav lo tishma. Meaning that you're able to fill the kli. It doesn't make sense. The kli is empty, but you're able to fill it even more with Torah mitzvahs. Vim lav lo tishma. Then if you're not able to, you're not accustomed to learn Torah when you're young, Rashi says. You're not listening to a Torah, and you have no Torah knowledge. Then when you're older, it's going to be much harder to grasp the new teachings. Davar acher, im shemoa biyashin. If you listen to the old, meaning that you listen Torah, and you're constantly chazering what you've learned already, tishma b'chadash, then you'll be able to listen to new, you have new, fresh insights in what you learned. But if you continue on that pasuk, the pasuk continues, then the pasuk continues, sorry, it's different, it's later on, two paragraphs later. So the pasuk now is telling us, you're not going to listen. You're not able to be granted the Torah wisdom, and the person has to learn basmada, has to learn with diligence. He has to learn Torah. If you continue learning basmada, then you'll be able to continue grasping more Torah. Now the Gemara says miyati kanokos, the children would eat the esrog. They would eat the esrog after because it was mutter. That's what we learned on daf test about the concept of huktzal mitzvaso. It might even be source with the resa. So that's the Gemara continued about that, right, by the esrog being usher to smell it. So now right after they fulfilled the mitzvah on the seventh day, the Gemara tells us that the children would eat it. Now there's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shalkish about this. Remember Rabbi Yochanan, esrog which viyatzer according to Rabbi Yochanan, the esrog is forbidden not in the morning after you fulfill the mitzvah, but the entire seventh day. But shemini mutar, whereas the eighth day and shemini atzeretz is going to be permitted. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael and sukkah. Afilu b'shemini asur and sukkah, and even on the eighth day it's going to be asur. And we're just going to discuss why is a sukkah any different? Veshalkish Omer esrog afilu b'shemini mutar. Veshalkish says an esrog on the seventh day is also going to be permitted as soon as you fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Ma'akim Lifik, what are they arguing about? Mark, Shavar, the mitzvah, so he's katsi. Rish Lakish holds that the esrog was set aside for the performance of the mitzvah, so therefore, as soon as you're done with the mitzvah, you're allowed to eat it. Mark, Shavar, the kule yom is katsi, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that the entire day is going to be usher. There's a concept with regards to Muktzah on Shabbos. We're applying a similar concept of Midgo, Diskatzah, the Minish Mus, Diskatzah, the Kula Yoma. Since it was Muktzah, it was set aside from Shabbos, it's usher the entire Shabbos. Same thing with Shabbos and Yontiv. So he applies it to Tashmishay Kiddush as well. Midgo, Diskatzah, the Minish Mus, Diskatzah, the Kula Yoma, that it's usher to use the Esrog all Shabbos long. Use the Esrog all day long, even to Tashmishay Mutzah, designated the entire seventh day. Then we're now quotes that Rav Yishlakish has based on our Mishnah, but Fayrish a question. The children, right after they would fulfill the mitzvah, after the adults would fulfill the mitzvah of the Avuah and Esrog, the children would eat it on the seventh day. My love, oh, didn't go on. Similarly, it's like that was just the practice. The kids would eat it, but it seems like Gedolim would be allowed, the older people would be allowed to eat it also. Not just those who weren't commanded in mitzvahs. The Gemara says, "Lo, Tinokas Dafka." No, we're talking about specifically children, and adults would be usher. And Echanan Mekar to Rabbi Yochanan, adults would be usher to eat the Esrog on the seventh day. So the Gemara says, some explain that the Mishnah Prum Fakir, Ikad Amne Esrog Rabbi Yochanan Shlag, Rabbi Yochanan asks on Rabbi Shlagish, Miad. It implies that only the children used to eat the esrog, and that implies tinokas in gedolim, that only children were allowed to eat it, and gedolim would be usher to eat it because it's usher for them to eat it, because it's usher all seventh day for the older people. Only the children were allowed to have it because they're not chayev in the mitzvah of Migo Diskase, because they're not bar mitzvah yet. The Gemara says, "Who had the filik don?" Rav Shlakish answers this. So clearly, this Mishnah is not going to be a raya either way, because we have a different version of the who even asked the question on who. Was it Rabbi Yochanan asked Rav Shlakish, or Rav Shlakish Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara answers also over here. Rav Shlakish would answer, "Who had the filik gedolim?" By the Chanitzinu goes to Ruchah Demosignalaka and Chanami, that the law applies even for adults. Their shogim are going to be permitted to be in, and says Tinokos, because it's just telling you that was similarly Orchad Demosignalaka. So that was what it happened. That was a practice. They would give it to the children to get them excited, whatever they wanted to eat it. They would have it smelled all good all week. They were so excited to have it, so you give it to the children, it'd be nice to the children to give it to them. And like when there's Amar Leir of Papa Le Abayir, Papa says to Abayir, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Sukkah, Maishna Esrog. According to Rabbi Yochanan, though, just analyzing Rabbi Yochanan, why is there a difference? Why on Shemini Atzeres is the Sukkah Asr, as opposed to the mitzvah of lulav, which is not asr. So Amarle, so the Gemara says, because Abaye responded, sukkah the chazal levin ashmasha, sukkah which is fit to be used during mitzvah, during twilight of the seventh day, going into the eighth day, to eat it amele sudasa, because if you want to eat another meal during bin ashmasha, by mesa begavna mecha begavna, a person would have to be sitting in the sukkah and eat there. So therefore, it's katzal levin ashmasha. Therefore, set aside for muksa for the entire seventh day into the eighth day, and therefore, since it's at twilight, it's asr, migud is katzal levin ashmasha, since at twilight, it's asr, bin ashmasha, the period of twilight between shkia and tzeis, it's asr, it's katzal yamash dishmini, it's asr all the eighth day. That's Rabbi Yochanan makes a chiluk. Esrog, the lo chazal levin ashmasha, esrog is unfit for use the mitzvah of twilight. Why is that? There's no mask. Why is that? If you don't have an esrog on the eighth day, lechora, what's the difference? So there's the toes not going to get to the ritzvah and the ran. I thought it was more positive answer. The ritzvah and the ran is explaining what do you mean? Because mitzvah of sukkah is deraisa. So savek deraisa lechorma. So if I have a chiyuv of bin ashmashas to eat something, I'd have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah because the savek deraisa lechorma tells me I have to sin the sukkah. As opposed to esrog, which is only a mitzvah derbanan, savek derbanan lekula, I don't have a chiyuv to shake the lulav at that point. So therefore, lois katzal bin ashmashas, therefore it's not going to be set aside during twilight. The lois katzal lekula yom nishmi, and therefore it's not muksa the entire eighth day. That's what we learn from over here. The Gemara says, "V'levi, Amar Levi said, Esrog afilu b'shmini aser, and Esrog is forbidden even on the eighth day." And so he held that Levi argues, and he says that Esrog is arguing. He's even more machmir than Rabbi Yochanan, and he holds even the eighth day aser. Rav Shmuel Amar Esrog is shviy aser b'shmini aser, and Rav Shmuel held like Rabbi Yochanan, 7 days aser, 8 days not aser. Kama Rav Shmuel b'shad Levi. So then Shmuel ends up retracting and going like Levi that even on the eighth day is going to be aser. Kam Rabbi Zira b'shita Rav Shmuel. Rabbi Zira then followed the halacha of Shmuel and the Rav Shmuel even on the eighth day. Damar Rabbi Zira Esrog shepasul aser la'achla kol shiva. And that's which can come aser is aser to eat all 7 days. Rezer is adding a chiddush to Rabbi Yochanan and Avod Ishmael that the esrog became pasul even the beginning of the chag. It's going to be aser all 7 days, not just day two. Let's say day one or day two. It's aser all 7 days because I plan on using that esrog all 7 days. I can't have any hana from it and eat it during those 7 days. Now the Gemara says Amar Rezer. The Likne Inish Hoshana Leonuka. That's an halacha of Rabbi Zera. Now we just mentioned another point of Rabbi Zera. A person should not give his esrog to a child. Biyoma Tava Kama. On the first day of the Chag, after you fulfill the mitzvah and you want to give it to someone else, because my time, the Yonukam and Kakane, a child can legally acquire an object, Iknu Elamikane, but he can't transfer something to someone else. And therefore, it's going to come out that you're using a lulav that's not yours if he tries to give it to any other adult. So Rashi explains because, again, Midarais is allowed, he's Kone, but he's not Makta to others. So Rashi explains that Midarbanan is not able to transfer. He's not able to transfer possession. However, that seems to be a shaila because once a child has reached the age which he knows business, mekach hamemker b'tiv mekach hamemker, the Rabbanan are masakin that he can't transfer it. So apparently, maybe that wouldn't be an issue according to Rashi. That's what the Ran points out. Maybe according to that daya, that if it's an older age, meaning they're talking about a child who's like doesn't know anything about business, a 4 or 5 year old, or maybe even a 6 year old, whatever. But like once he's 8 or 9 or 10, where he knows he knows to go to a store, he knows about money, knows the concept of business and transferring. Maybe he would be midarbanan. The Rabbanan will be able to transfer, and then Midrash would work also. However, the Rambam writes that that's not the case. Rambam writes that there's no chilek on the child's age. All children are pasul. So apparently, because Midrash said they're not chal, the Rabbanan also. That's the shiloh though. In hefker based in hefker, why isn't it working? According to Rambam, I'm not going to that long because we have to finish up right now. But Lamaisa, we see that from the statement of the Rambam that you would not be and the Biralacha Mishabur Rakabez being machmir for the Rambam that any age, any child that a mitzvah, don't give them the first day. And if you only we're talking about in Europe, whatever, you don't have when you have lulas, and now everyone has lulav, there's no issue. If you know for sure. Like let's say you have three adult males have three lulavim, so then obviously I can give my son my lulav because and he could use it because I'm not using no one else is using it. And if someone happens to come and needs a lulav, I give him my other son's lulav who has but I didn't give it to anybody yet, so that's not a shiloh. But when it comes to if we're talking about a place where it didn't have many lulavim, then you shouldn't give it to a child the whole day because we're afraid maybe someone will come and want to use it. That'd be a shiloh. Now the word is Amar Bezira. The limish inish lenuka diavina nachmidu. Why we're mentioning the statement? This is just the same statement of Bezira, but this is a chinuch thing. Person has to be very careful not to say that you're going to give him something. Velo yavle, you're not going to do it. Mishum doesn't grow a shikra because you're teaching him to lie. A child is very very sensitive to what you tell him, and emes is one of the most important things. You do not have you do not teach your son any sheker chas v'shalom whatsoever. You have to be very very careful with children about emes. Even if you're not so careful with other people, that's not a good thing either, but especially with your children. They train the tongue to speak falsehoods. That's a very crucial thing. Rabbi Tavis just finished off with this. He had a very good muscle for this. A son cheated on a test. So then you give him all this muscle about cheating on the test, etc., etc. And then that says, someone's calling, and then they ask him, and then they ask to speak to you. And the mother asks, can he speak to you? And you say, tell him I'm not home. Where that just goes your whole muscle shmuzik. Like, everything we're just trying to teach him. He's learning from you. He's picking up on your own huggers, picks up everything that you do. So be extremely careful with the midah of MS. You can tell him you're unavailable, things like that, but you have to be very careful with how you speak to your children. That the midah of MS is crucial. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up from the next statement of the Gemara, Bez Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.